The Maharal in the Siv HaTshuva Perek Beis discusses how tshuva and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest gift, a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself presents to us, and it comes from the fact that he is the master of the universe. It is not somehow related to the fact that there's a Torah. Torah-wise, there would be no tshuva. Torah is what you have to do, how to live. If you haven't done so, the opportunity to, so to speak, reset and cancel all of the mistakes, the opportunity to start afresh, is not something natural, if you will, to Torah. And not to Chachma, not to Nevuah. He quotes earlier in Perek Aleph from the Yerushalmi that says that Al Pi Torah, Chachma, and Nevuah, Teshuva wouldn't exist. So he is now going to begin the second Perek by again telling us that it is indeed astounding that Teshuva does work. And he's going to show us how unique Teshuva is, how different Teshuva is from what is accomplished when God forbid someone is punished or when judgment is rendered here on earth, how different that is from heavenly judgment. Beginning of Perek Beis in the Nesivas Olam, Nesiv HaTshuva. Midas HaTeshuva. The trait and the nature of Teshuva is Kasher Yischaret HaAdam Me'avonosav She'asa. When one has recanted with great regret and deep repentance all of one's previous sin, and has returned to the Almighty with all his heart. You should not wonder or question, how and for what reason can tshuva work? You've done the wrong deed, you've done the devil's work, you can't undo it, can't make it that it never happened. Bahare bevezdin shalmato. Acha she'osa chet she'chayiv misa. Here, amongst us mortal men, we have a bezdin. And when somebody has done wrong and the bezdin addresses the grievance, if it's, God forbid, a terrible sin, a person's chayiv misa, as an example, is going to be put to death. We can see, we know the person has clearly done tshuva. Ain't a pater min hamisa, but the punishment is meted out nevertheless. No matter how regretful, no matter how remorseful, the person is going to receive the malchus or the misa, whatever that which the avera requires. But he's done tshuva. Doesn't matter. This is because the heavenly court, the Bezdin above and the Bezdin here below, is of two different natures. They are of two different characters. Ki Bezdin Shalmalo, Kimosha Tachas Yadam Harash, Donin Allah Rakach, Donin Allah Tov Gam Kain. Because in Bezdin Shalmalo, they have an entire set of the life circumstances of this person before them. They also have all of the good that the person has done. So they have all of the mitigating circumstances that contributed to the person's error. In addition, they have all of the good that the person accomplishes and continues to accomplish. It's all in the judgment. It's all being considered. And for that reason, im ha'adam kvar asa tshuva v'tiken es maisav, if the person has done tshuva and has improved and perfected his manner and his deeds, nidon l'zchus beveiz din shalmala, he can achieve a merit of judgment and be judged meritoriously and for the good in Bezdin Shalmala. Shekishem Shahadin Lara Tachas Yadam Kach Maisim Atovim Donin Alov. Anything that's bad, anything that's good, they all factor into how we are judged. So we come to Rosh Hashanah and we are judged for everything, unlike that which would only be known to man, seen by man, witnessed by other people, and then presented in a court of law here on earth. In Shemayim, every nuance, every positive move, every thought, every sentiment, all is judged along with those that are not good, those that are of a evil nature. Every act, every good kind word, every benevolent act, every humble moment, it's all part of the tov with which we are judged. But that's in Bezdin Shalmala only. Aval Bezdin Shalmata ein mashgichin al zeh. Bezdin Shalmata has no jurisdiction when it comes to all the good that we do. The Bezdin Shalmata is only there to address the mistakes we've made and the sins that we've committed. In Pirkei Avos and Derech Chaim, where the Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not accepting bribes, right? So there the Maral explains that when a person's tov, when a person's good, outweighs what the person's mistakes may have been, so if the person is an Adam Beinoni, it's not that the sheichad of the good cancels the bad, but rather he deserves to have a certain measure of good life, so his life is not going to be adversely affected by all of the evil, because there are so many mitzvos and good deeds the person has accomplished. That's if the person's a Beinoni, the Maral there explains. The classic Beinoni, the average person. So there are all kinds of good deeds that, so to speak, contribute to a favorable judgment, a favorable gzardin. In the case of a tzaddik, it may very well be the case, the Maral says, that there's no cancellation, if you will. That all of the good deeds are all going to be rewarded in Olam Haba, while the person's mistakes and misdeeds are going to be addressed in Olam Hazeh. And sometimes the great tzaddik is, we know, judged with, you know, at Kechut HaSaira, at a hair's breadth misstep for the greatest man is considered to be a severe misdeed and can be very heavily punished in Olam Hazeh, because all of the good for the tzaddik is all stored up in Olam Haba.
So is the Maral saying that if somebody does something that is chayav isa shamayim, that he does teshuva, that can be wiped out?
If someone is chayav misa b'day shamayim, yes. Someone is chayav misa b'day shamayim, and a person does teshuva, then that misa can be avoided. Of course, that's different. That's not the case for misa b'day adam. If a person is chayav misa, what we call misas bezdin, then no manner of good that the person could have done his whole life is going to make a difference. He's still going to be chayav misa. But all of this is because tshuva is not something of a logical nature. It's not something that you would expect. You would not logically say, well, of course a person can, you know, undo or recant, turn back a clock or reset what he and who he is. That can't happen. It's only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us this miracle called tshuva. He alone receives us back, reinstates us, and restores us. ולפיכך בזן של מעלה דווקא מנקה לשבן ולא בזן של מטה. כי התשובה שייך אל השם יזברך, כי מצד השם יזברך יש תשובה אל האדם, לא זולס זה כלל. And that's what we mentioned, how he describes in the first parak of Nesiv HaTshuva, quoting from Chazal, that on the contrary, there is no tshuva that Beis Din Shel Mata considers. Adarabah, HaChochma Emeres, Chochma says, Chatoim Tiradei Fro'o. Chochma says that those who sin, evil should pursue them till the end. Evil and what they've done wrong remains there, pursuing, attacking, you know, prosecuting the guy till the end. And similarly, there the Maral quotes from this medrash that in the case of Nevuah, V'chein HaNevuah, Yecheskel Anavi says, HaNefesh HaChoytas Hi Tamus. V'ein HaTshuva Rach Mitzad Hashem Yisbaruch. V'ichach Beis Din Shel Mata Ein Din Shelhem Mitzad HaTshuva. In the next paragraph, he now talks about how we are to not only look at tshuva as something to be done now, during this time of the year, although, of course, it's the most appropriate time. Dirshu Hashem b'himat zo'ok ra'u b'yosakarov. Perek HaShol in Meseches Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shuv yom echad lefnei misoscha. Everyone should do tshuva a day before, the day before we pass from this world. The Talmidim said to Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi'adam yodea eze yom yomus, a person doesn't know when he might pass away. Person might pass away suddenly. That's the point. Amar lahem, Rabbi Eliezer says to them, "V'chol shkein yoshev hayom shema yamus l'machar." By all means, of course, let each of us do tshuva today, for tomorrow we may not be alive. So we have the last opportunity. Now, what the Maral is going to go on to say is that it's not only about having the opportunity and not losing the opportunity. He's going to go on to explain that the way a person wants to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that we move from this world to the next world, we want to present in perfection. We want to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a cleanness of our soul. You want that you can come up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your best possible circumstance. What's the best possible circumstance for a neshama to present in that world? Cleansed from sin. So because the best presentation you could make at the time when Hashem takes back our neshama is when the neshama is cleansed, you have to cleanse the neshama every day. The Maral here says, quoting from the pasuk in Koheles, B'choleis Yiyu V'gadecha Lavanim, V'shemen al roshko yechsar, every day, all time, at all times, be your careful, keep yourself white and clean, keep your garments white and clean, and your head anointed with oil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Moshal adam shezimen avadam l'suda, v'lekov lahem zman. It's a moshal of some great king who has declared that he is going to be hosting a banquet. He has not said exactly when. Everyone will now need to prepare. Those who are wise will be ready at moment's notice. They're going to shave and shower and put on their most, their finest clothes, and they're going to be ready for the king's call, because after all, the king can perhaps throw the banquet at any time. It's not as if the king is going to have to, you know, go through great lengths to prepare for the banquet. The ability to call the people together and to proffer delicacies and riches and to have this great banquet doesn't require much time. So you have to be ready. You have to be ready at a moment's notice. And so those who are wise are ready. The tipshim Nichtzul Lefanov, Geshein Muluchlochid. Those who are ready are going to come before the king, dressed in their holiday finest, and appropriately so. But the fools who said, "All right, when he invites me, I'll go," they come rushing in their everyday work clothes, And the king says, how audacious, you didn't prepare for my banquet? A few lines down from the top, Amar, so the king responds, Halalu shekashtu asatzma l'su'udah yeshvu v'yachlu v'yishtu. Those who dressed appropriately for the su'udah should sit down and wash hands and now take of the best food of the banquet, eat and drink. Halalu shaloi kashtu asatzma l'su'udah yamdu v'yiru. The others should stand and watch. Chasno shal Rabbi Meir. However, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir, says in the name of Rabbi Meir, V'halavai shiyiyu halalu oimdim v'nirim kim mishamshim. Would that they could stand and watch and maybe even appear to be those serving the others who are partaking of the banquet. Eilu v'eilu yoishvim. No. Everybody sits down. Those who are not given to eat are conspicuously absent from the banquet. Halalu oichlim v'halalu re'evim. Those who prepared get to eat. The others are to remain hungry. Halalu shosim, halalu tzmeim. They who prepared get to drink. Others remain thirsty. Shenemar koyamar Hashem, inei avodai avoda yochelu v'atem tirovu, inei avoda yishtu v'atem titzmau, etc. So, Maral goes on to explain the point of this medrash. We'll skip ahead a little bit. In these editions on page Shin Ayin Beis. On the top line, V'amr Mashal, to the king with the banquet, U'b'davazeh yesh l'lmoid davar amok gadol ma'oid. Something very deep and important to learn. Schara tzadikim, the nature of the reward of tzaddikim and einish, the punishment of rishayim. V'zesha amar, ha-melech zimin es avod av l'su'udah. Klema, ki kol b'nei adam muchanim heim l'su'udas ha-melech mitzad atzmam. The point of the medrash is everyone is invited. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. Everybody is invited to the banquet. No one does not have a seat. Unless you don't come prepared. Everyone's invited. An invitation is sent to each of us. A place made ready for each of us. Ki kol b'nei adam muchanim heim l'su'udas ha-melech mitzad atzmam v'kasher ein lei hadavar she'ro'oy u'muchun loy hu b'tzar. But if you're not ready and not deserving to be at that banquet, oh, is it going to hurt? Oh, is it going to be painful? V'al yomar ki afim ein loy ha-maila l'osid ma yiyye tzaro. Okay, so I won't get the reward. Don't you understand? What do you mean you won't get the reward? It's not a reward. It's coming to you. You were invited. It was all prepared for you. It's not something that, so to speak, you'll, you know, not simply have while others will have it. It's the whole point of why you were given life in this world. So you should get that in the next world, and now you've lost it. It's not just that you won't have a benefit. It's rather that all of that for which reason you were born will have been forsaken by you because you did not prepare for the banquet that was prepared for you. L'kach omar, shehu mashal l'melech shezimin es avodav l'su'uda ve'im chaser davar shehu ro'i loy bevaday tsa'ar hu loy. If you are supposed to have something, could have had something, should have had something, and then it's not given to you, that's painful. Which is the point of Chassan Rabbi Meir saying, no, it's not just that they're not partaking. It's not just that they're there, but they're not as much a part, or they're not they're not at the entire banquet, they have only a smaller role to play. No. It's worse than that. Aval elu yiyu muzumanim l'su'uda. The elu roim. Shirotza loimar ki la'ase da adam muchen al olam haba va'al zeh nivra ha'adam. No. The point is that they will be missing out on the entire raison d'etre for which there was life in this world. and you're going to come there and we'll have so much less or nothing of what you were supposed to have. V'hachoser u'betzar. U'le'olam habo k'she yihe ro'u lo'olam habo. V'we'ne mekabel olam habo. When olam habo comes, and it's the portion we should, could have had. Davarzeh ein l'mal hemenu b'cheswan. There's nothing that could be missing from a person so much as that olam habo. V'hachoser u'betzar. And if you're missing it and you don't have what you could and should have had, oh, does that hurt. L'kach medam ha'melech shehizmin esavodov. We are muchanim to that great Suda l'asid lavo. We're muchanim to the great Suda Hashem Yisbarach is preparing for us. When you miss out on what was really there prepared for you, that hurts. That's really called missing out. And so, the most wicked who could and should have been there in Olam Haba, with all benefit of Olam Haba, they'll have nothing. And they will then feel so left out, but such suffering, such a sense of loss. But that was a mavur. Again, in Avos, where the Mishnah describes all the opportunities we have in this world. We have the opportunities to buy and sell, we can earn our place, or we can lose our place. At that great Suda, La'asid Lava. So, here we have gone into a different issue. The beginning of the Perek was a description of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the opportunity of tshuva and present it to us. We're naturally speaking, and certainly in this world, where we look at what the calculations of a Bez Nishal Mata are all about, there is no tshuva that you can, you know, claim or proffer and bring about any change in your judgment in this world amongst the courts of this world, but in the courts of heaven, a whole different scale and a whole different perspective, and all of the good that we can do, everything comes together, everything has meaning, and everything is weighed in on the scales of justice. And here, what he has said is the great idea of the schar, of the reward to come. That the schar is something that is natural. It's something for which reason we were created. We were created so that we would receive each of us our chelik in Olam Haba. So if we don't earn that chelik, it's not just that you didn't earn something, it's rather that you lost something that we could, should have had. And in the middle was, of course, the idea of doing tshuva all the time. Doing tshuva each and every day. And making sure abugadim alavanim, which he explains refers to a cleanness of sin, that we not transgress the los hases. Shemen al reshcha means that we should have always the benefit of doing mitzvah saseh. And every day, we should be able to say, this is a day where I'm cleansed, where I'm pure, so that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take us at any time, we would be presenting before Him and coming close to Him most effectively, because we will come and present with pure neshamos. And that's the meaning of Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misaskal.